Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Naked Englishman. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life. It's the 6th of March, 2026. I'm managing to do these every other day at the moment. I wish I could say the same for the videos, but I've been editing this morning. The English couple got up at 6-ish. We've got some footage there, which is very nice. Of course, we've got this new thing that we want to show you as part of it, but I can't tell you what it is until you see it on Saturday, which is tomorrow. We're off to the land a little bit later on today. I'm going to make a cup of tea and coffee for Julia and I whilst we organise ourselves. Got to call into the farm shop and get something for lunch, and then head off, as they say. But there's a lot of work going on there. I haven't really been able to concentrate. People keep emailing me and asking me things, but I've just not been able to concentrate on all of those, because when the sun is shining, we're just trying to catch up with bits and bobs. But as I, you know, don't want to overstretch myself, we had a delivery of some netting, some fleeces and some more black plastic, which we shall take up today to the farm to stop the bugs. Well, the netting, obviously, is to stop the bugs getting at some of the stuff that we've been planting, and even the mice, although they may chew through the plastic, I don't know. And the fleece to go around some of the plants to protect them. It's particularly Julia's birthday gift from her mum of, I think it was a pear tree and a nectarine tree, something like that. I need to fill up the kettle, bear with me. Lovely viewer. And some black plastic. Well, as I was ordering, we ran out of the, I think I bought 100 metres of it before. And we ran out of that with all the various projects. Oops. With all the various projects that we've been doing. And so we needed a bit more, so I just added that to the stuff. So that's all going well. What else is happening? There's lots going on, but you know, I don't want to keep just bore you with it. I mean, a lot of it is obviously to do with the land. Yesterday I was up there snipping away at the brambles most of the day, and recorded another video, which will go out on the main channel tomorrow now. Well, I've got the English couple coming on tomorrow, and then my smoking. So it may go out Monday. It's not a great rush to get these videos on the main channel out because I'm demonetized. So that's interesting. Had a letter yesterday. Somebody had taken the time to write a letter of complaint and said, I don't want to have anything more to do with you, which is quite bizarre, I have to say, because he was quite rude in the letter. I only got as far as the first few lines, and then I just sort of ditched it. You don't want negativity in your life, do you? I think if someone was being, constructively criticising you, that's fine, but abusive, you know, you just don't need it. And I think there's ways of doing things. I think there's ways of approaching somebody if you're dissatisfied for whatever reason. But we get a lot of abuse anyway in the comments and various things. So in the end, you just take on a pretty thick-skinned approach, really. Your life is too short, and the one thing that you can't satisfy all the people all of the time, and there is no point trying. You can satisfy some of the people some of the time, and that's all, you know, I can do. As long as you're true to yourself and you're doing the best you can, which is what we do under the circumstances, and the thing is, nobody really knows your own circumstances. Nobody really knows, you know, they'll see a public persona of it. Everything in life is edited, isn't it? You edit your thoughts before you open your mouth. You know, you say white lies to people. Does my bum look big in this? No, darling, of course it doesn't. You know, that sort of approach. You don't... Sometimes I am a little abrupt and I do say things which I perhaps could dress in a more subtle way. It's true, I get that trait from my father. Bless him, who was very abrupt. He didn't really have any censorship on him and had no way of, you know, taking things a little less abrupt. I do try, but sometimes it just comes out. You know, your parents' traits follow you round, don't they? And as much as you try, you don't always succeed in those elements that you perhaps dislike about your parents. You know, not saying you dislike your parents, but some of those traits that they exhibit, you think, oh, I wish I hadn't said it that way, I wish I'd been a bit more subtle, or whatever it is, you know. It may be, you know, some people may have the same laugh. Oh, I wish I didn't have that haughty laugh, or that snorting laugh, or I wish I didn't... whatever it is, you know, I didn't pull that face that my mother always pulls, and that you just can't help your genes and those inherited things, can you? I mean, you can fight them as much as you can, but anyway. Right, I have made teas and coffees, and yes, been up, answered emails this morning. And done this editing, which is not quite finished. I've got to finish that off tonight, but I needed to get the majority of it done this morning. Last night we came back from the land, and I was just very knackered. It'd been quite a physical day, and I'd been on it for a few days. We'd been driving. It can be quite stressful. Driving as well, you know, getting there, unloading the van, getting the stuff up. We've been we've been picking up pallets, carrying them and get them in the van. And I'm still building up my strength. This is not really, you know, a feeble excuse. At least I hope it doesn't come over as a feeble excuse. But the four months of this strange muscle illness that's just wiped me out and crippled me right at the beginning. It really did cripple me. Couldn't lift the bedclothes. I mean, you've heard the whole shenanigans. Here we go, my love.
Thank you, darling. That's very, all right. Very much.
My pleasure. So that's really wiped me up. So I'm building up my strength. And one thing that I have learnt, I've got to try and do. I mean, this whole thing is, don't overdo it, because your body is, I mean, I feel pretty okay, apart from in the mornings when the shoulders are still aching, the arms do not have yet the full strength. I mean, it'll take a while. You don't just suddenly get back into strength when your strength has disappeared, if you see what I mean. So it's it has taken a bit of a, the body's taken a bit of a bashing. Because once we got the land, we ran at it. We just worked long days, digging ponds and clipping hedges or brambles rather, and building polytunnels. We didn't really stop. And the body says, hold on a second, you spent 3 years just sitting in your studio interviewing people and doing monologues. You can't expect to suddenly go from a sedate life to a highly active one. And it's very true, of course. It's much colder this morning. The sun is trying to break through, but there's a bit of white cloud everywhere. But that's not going to stop us today. I just have to wrap up extra warm. It's been absolutely lovely the last couple of days, and warm, and that's been fabulous.
Yeah, can't complain about that, can we?
No, can't complain. It's absolutely been gorgeous, so very pleased. On the pipe video, which will come out on Sunday, we've got to film that either today or tomorrow, film it. a lovely man called Mark has sent us some stuff. That's all I'm going to say at this stage, and we will reveal that on the show, on the him and his pipe video. And I thought I will have a pipe this morning with my coffee. Well, I just get myself, it's 10 to 8 now, so I get this going. I'll finish off chatting to you shortly. It's one of the things, though, I cannot tell you. You know, I made a video the other day saying, find your own piece of heaven. I think it's so important in this life that we remember that we are alive and that we are living. I think we forget, we get wrapped up in all the worries of the world. I haven't watched any news. I don't know what's going on. There's a back of my mind, there's, you know, people are, you can see it from thumbnails and the odd whisper of somebody that there's some sort of, I mean, there's always been troubles in the world, but why do we take them on? Why do we take them on and get so interested in other people's affairs? It's like there's people who buy the magazines about the royals. They buy these magazines are available. They're distractions. I mean, the half of it is not true anyway. These people are not particularly nice. They live in a completely unrealistic world. It's sold to us as if it's a fairy tale. Or then there's the sleaze of the famous actors and film actors, and, you know, people get very interested in all of that. But they don't get interested, it seems, in their own lives, because they're so busy comparing what little they have with what much others have, or what fantastic lives. And I don't believe half the time that these people live such fantastic lives. They might have more money and they might have sumptuous dinners, but I don't think they're any more happy or exhibit any more emotions in a positive way than anybody else. And I think we need to remember that we are living ourselves. As I remember reading in a book once, many, many years ago, how people, sorry, I'm just trying to light the pipe, how people often live their lives vicariously through the television, through other people. Now it's the internet. They live their lives, you know, through what somebody else is doing. This is a pipe lighter I'm using. I find it the least, actually, although it's got a hole where the flame comes through, sorry about the delay, you have to suck quite violently to pull the flame down, whereas my other Zippos, this one's running out of petrol. I actually find it less good, funnily enough, than a traditional Zippo, because you only have to angle the pipe a little bit with this one, but you can't do that. Oh, it keeps going out. There we go. I've got it. Got to fill up the pipe. Anyway, I don't know what I'm burbling on about. We should go and get stuff ready and head off to the farm. So things coming up, things to watch. We're doing the best we can. Some people don't like it. Some people find us, I don't know why, offensive or whatever. But as I say, each to their own. As we often say, and other people have said to us, you don't have to watch. You know, it's the most extraordinary thing from the haters. You don't have to watch, but people are so disposed that they, I don't know why. It must be jealousy, envy, and just some weird warped mindset that they have, that they can't deal with their own lives, that they want to try and ruin somebody else's. But it won't work when it won't wash with us. Anyway, take care, enjoy your day, have a lovely one, whatever you're doing. Live your own life. Try not to live other people's lives vicariously through the internet. And on that note, I will bid you goodbye. Goodbye.